EX Work 1. Have you had a good day at school? Asks Julian Lally. It's a normal enough question, of course, except that Julian is only 5 years old, and the pupil he is inquiring after happens to be his father, Mike. Mike Lally, 27, who lives with his wife, Lisa, 24, and their two young sons in Gillingham, Kent, is a parent who has gone back to school. In his case, that's the Ealing campus of Thames Valley University, where he has just started his second term of a 3-year BA course in journalism. Lifelong learning may be one of the government's catchy slogans, but how feasible is it for parents to take time out of family life to study? Can adult education create a household learning atmosphere? Or is it wiser for grown-ups to put their school books away and just concentrate on making a living in order to educate their own children? The fact is, I see far more of the children now than when I was working full-time as a supermarket clerical assistant, says Mike, who drives to Ealing 3 times a week and studies at home on the other days. Our quality of life is improving due to my being a student. I even have time to help Julian with his reading and spelling homework now. Lisa has found that she is able to work part-time now that her husband is at home more to help with the children. I enjoy getting out for adult conversation for a few hours a week, she says. Indeed, it was she who suggested that he take the plunge and study for the degree that he has wanted ever since he left school 11 years ago. He wasn't happy in his job, but back in the mid-1980s, he had to put his plan on hold and take paying work because the family was on the way, she says. Mike has always wanted to get into journalism. He's done so much part-time work on websites and major rock magazines that we think he's got what it takes. He just needs a qualification to go with it. Mike adds, it's easier to make a few financial sacrifices now than it might be later. The children are only 5 and 3, so they aren't very demanding in a material way. They're happy with what they get and don't yet know about what we can't afford to buy them.